Now, guys, last week, I've been watching a bit of Instagram lately. I've been on, as we've been in lockdown, because we've been in lockdown for 13 days. There's nothing else to do. So you scroll through when you wake up early in the morning, all throughout the day. And I saw that, you know, Bailey Smith, who is an AFL player, you know, he went from about 100,000 followers in 2 weeks to 344,000. He just went up and up and up. Then I looked at my stats and I thought, because he's been posting a lot of pictures of his abs. He's got amazing abs. He's ripped up. And I thought, looked at mine, and I haven't moved from 269,000 for about 3 months. I've just been sitting there. Have not moved one bit. And I thought, how do I get more interaction and get some more followers? So I thought to myself, I will sabotage myself. Post a picture of me with Harry High Pants, top off, looking fat. I might get a little bit of love and people will tag people. Yeah, trying to, you know, just go to the opposite. Now, I seeped followers. I lost 500 followers in a day. Wow. I went under 269,000. I went backwards to 268,000. What the hell?
The silent I was, fat shaming, you reckon?
Yeah, I fat shamed myself and people just didn't like it. They got off.
No.
They jumped ship, Boxy.
You don't know that it was that. Like, was it that day that they disappeared?
It was that, mate. I literally have been looking at my... I'm like, I just haven't moved. From 269... I haven't moved for, like, months.
But you're not...
Exactly the same.
Just so you know, but that's a lot... That's most people. So what happened with Bailey Smith was before the grand final, just people didn't know who he was, and then suddenly, you know, the Bulldogs were front and centre.
Yeah.
And Bailey Smith's found himself in the gossip pages, and then everyone wants to check out this
hot guy.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. You've had your bit. So you've had your Brendan Favola's amazing, let's follow him.
It just happened to be the MySpace days.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're crunching him on MySpace. Bailey Smith has got nothing on the Fevolution.
You're just plateauing, my friend. And plateauing's fine. That's what you do in life. You plateau.
So then I started my TikTok page. So then I put my TikTok page. So I've done a few TikToks. I had my daughter cooking up a nice little number in the lab. And everyone thought that she was cooking up meth, but it was actually a TikTok
Squid Game
Rage challenge about Squid Games with the honeycomb.
I
started that up, and then I connected it to my Instagram as well.
Yeah.
And then I seeped another 110 followers.
Oh, no. You're stop posting. Just stop posting.
I think that's what I've got to do.
Just sit tight.
I've got every plate. I've got to post that crap.
Well, that
that might be a problem.
By the way, what did the people expect, Fev? Your last however many posts, it's always you at a barbecue, you with a beer, you eating chocolates. What did they expect the shirtless pic to be?
I agree. I thought they would go, this is hilarious. Give him a follow.
Don't question yourself, Fev. You just play on. You be you. Do you, boo.
I might have to...
Oh, what? Oh, pardon?
You just call me Boo?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to start a fan page just for Fifi.
I've never seen someone cover their face like, what just came out of my mouth? And there wasn't even swearing or anything.
Okay,
you boo.
I boo you too.
I'm sorry.